Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has over 120 podcasts containing information about aviation technologies and pilot experiences for general and business aviation, from home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech. Plain Talk provides information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 2,200 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years experience in the technology, telecommunications, and aviation industries.
We're here at the 2024 Wings and Helicopter Magazine Inaugural Aviation Expo in scenic downtown Burlington, Ontario, Canada. And I'm just delighted to welcome into the Plain Talk cockpit Steve Drinkwater of Murphy Aircraft and Trevor Jaworski. Did I say that right, Trevor?
Yes, you did.
Oh, who built, owns, and flies Murphy Aircraft. Gentlemen, welcome to the Plain Talk cockpit.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here with you.
Thank you.
So, Steve, I understand that you're newly onboarded to Murphy Aircraft as a sales manager looking after building out the fleet.
Yes, I came on board mid-July, just before Oshkosh, where we were present this year. So I'm bringing my my aviation knowledge and culture to the company, and involved in building up on the marketing strategies, and not just the sales, but also the marketing strategies, especially in print media and other activities.
And if I recall, Steve, like you have a actually very long history in the aviation industry, having owned a flight school, maintenance shop, aircraft, as you said, you're in the publication business as well. So you're a licensed pilot. So it's not like you're the new kid on the block, so to speak.
No, that's right. I've been around aviation as a user of general aviation in my previous career, and as well, as you say, owning a flight school and all the trials and tribulations that come with it. And so, yeah, and having a pulse on the aviation community in Canada and abroad certainly helps me a lot in my new role.
So tell us, Steve, a little bit about Murphy Aircraft.
Yeah, Murphy Aircraft was founded by Daryl Murphy, an engineer, back in 1985. And he first produced a kit for the Renegade biplane, which was an ultralight and powered by a Rotax engine. And it was capable of some aerobatic maneuvers and whatnot, became very popular. There was a first version with only a single seat, and then the Spirit II with a two-seat aircraft. And it was very popular, and we sold those all around the world, very popular in Europe. But he put that aside and started it. The Rebel was the next model that came out a couple of years after he started the company. And became very popular, and yeah, and most of the sales of Murphy Aircraft were in the 80s and 90s, and like I say, with kits sold around the world and aircraft flying around the world, there was just a equivalent of an Oshkosh event in the UK put on by the UK Sport Aircraft Association, and there were some Murphy aircraft there, people camping under the wings just like they would at Oshkosh, and so they're active over there. We've just signed a dealership agreement with a company in Australia, and bringing in sales from there now too.
Amazing. I think you mentioned almost 3,000 kits sold.
Yes, that's right. We don't know exactly how many have actually been built. We certainly know in the U.S. and Canada from the registry, that means they've been built as far as being registered. But there are hundreds and hundreds of aircraft flying, Murphy aircraft flying around the world.
Wow. So, Trevor, what attracted you to Murphy?
Well, I was looking for a project to build. Back in 1994, my uncle and I, we built a Murphy Rebel together. I liked the Murphys because they had a very strong-looking construction, could carry a good load, had good performance figures, and we built one together. I built a second Revel that I started in 2013, which I own and fly now. I really enjoy building airplanes. You can say that that's my main hobby, is building airplanes.
How long did it take you to build the Revel?
The one I'm flying now, it took me 8 years,
wow.
About probably close to 3,000 hours of building time. I did that while working and raising a family.
Wow. What did you do in your full-time job?
My full-time job is I'm a tool and die maker. I work for Magna International.
Oh, wow.
So I build things all day long.
So this was a natural thing to do for
yes.
you. Yes. And you had access to copious amounts of tools and dies.
Yeah, it's a little bit unfair for me to be a builder because I have access to a machine shop, and right. it really helps.
Good guy to know.
Yes.
Very cool. And tell us a little bit about your airplane. What's powering it?
My airplane, I chose a Continental IO240 engine for it. It works out very well for an airplane on wheels. The people who fly on floats normally like to put a little bit more horsepower in it, but for me, when I lean out and cruise at 6 gallons an hour, it's
wow.
pretty efficient. 6 gallons an hour at
amazing.
90 knots.
Wow, so very cool.
I'm very happy with that.
And I understand it's such a stellar build that Murphy had your aircraft in their pavilion at AirVenture 2024.
Yes, I actually flew it to AirVenture in 2023 and had it judged, and I did quite well. I won a bronze Lindy with this airplane.
Wow, amazing. Absolutely yeah. amazing. So what was it like to have your airplane front and center at AirVenture?
Oh, it feels good. It feels good because I get a lot of compliments on it.
Do you helping any local builders here in the GTA?
Yes, I belong to Chapter 65 of the EAA. We're based
right.
out of Burlington now. We do have a chapter project there that I've worked on, and I have helped many builders in the area with various parts of their airplanes, typically when they need something machined.
As you said, this was your second build. When are you starting the third build?
My third build started about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, no kidding. What are you building?
Another Murphy project. I picked up a Murphy Moose project from
okay.
one of our members who's no longer working on it. So I'm excited to get started on that.
So, Trevor, are you going to be Steve's manufacturing partner to have owners come in, you know, do that 51% builder rule, and 2 months later, you know, complete an aircraft?
Oh, I don't see.
You're not going to be a pro builder.
We haven't
in 2 months,
gotten
no.
into that at all. But Trevor had agreed to show his plane at our booth at Oshkosh, and also agreed to come and help me man the booth here today, and be available like that to help attract new customers, really, and that's been greatly appreciated.
I guess the challenge Trevor has is his pesky full-time job. Gets
that's
in the
right.
way.
It sure gets in the way of building airplanes.
That's if you can combine that passion with compensation, that's the perfect storm, I suppose. And then you'll never be working a day.
Yeah,
that's
if
right.
you enjoy what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, Steve, for you joining Murphy, and a testament to your capabilities, hired during the interview. So what's that like working in, you know, as the new kid on the block at Murphy?
No, it's great. Sure, I'm new to the amateur built world, haven't flown just certified aircraft in the past and continue to, although that's been getting very expensive of late. But no, it's great. I field phone calls from people or emails from people around the world who are really passionate about aviation, and they like the idea of building, and I share that excitement with them. Tell them, you know, can you ask me anything you want to know about Murphy Aircraft? And I probably won't be able to give you an answer right away, but I'll certainly find that answer out and get back to you.
Awesome. So excuse the pun, but fellas, what's on the horizon at Murphy?
Well, we're batch building or batch manufacturing five kits of each of the four models that we're marketing right now to have ready by the end of the year. And so we're going we're sort of building them on spec to have a stock of them. And they're actually selling quite rapidly now, too, which is good.
So, folks, if you're interested in a Murphy kit, call Steve, arrange payment, and you can have it delivered in a week.
That's right. And, you know, as you say, you can just call me at 604-792-5855, extension 104, and I'll be at the other end of that phone.
Trevor, when are you expecting to have the third Murphy aircraft finished?
I'd like to have it finished in about 3 years. Maybe two summers from now, take it up to the airport for final assembly and another year to finish it off and get it, start getting it flying.
Training any of your kids as apprentice builders?
Oh, they weren't interested.
Oh, too bad. Yeah, too bad. Well, really appreciate you folks joining us in this impromptu Plane Talk cockpit chit-chat. Any final thoughts for the audience?
Well, I think if anybody's thinking about building an airplane, you would find it very rewarding.
And they can reach you at what phone number? I'm kidding.
If you come by Burlington Airport on a nice weekend day, you may see him flying out his Rebel flying around the circuit or beyond.
That's right. I try to fly at least once a week.
Which weekends, I take it?
Weekends, sometimes in the evenings.
Very nice. Well, again, gentlemen, thank you so much for being part of the Plane Talk cockpit.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast.